waited for the barrage to open up. The door for the suspense, waiting, waiting, and listening to the whit-whit of a few stray machine gun bullets about. Overhead, the air was full of the singing sounds of shells intermingled with the squeals of tanks' odd loose driving bands, like a river rushing down onto his line. Behind was a continuous low crashing rumble, and in front one could hear the plug and burst of the shells. It was beyond imagination. I never thought there were so many shells in the world. The tanks moved forward and we followed. A thunderous attack opened up at dawn, and four times that day our guns advanced. Talk about work. I felt a blow on the face as if struck by an axe, and a white mist flew before my eyes. I could feel the broken jawbone and a great rush of blood, and I saw a little wooden cross before my eyes with my name and number on it.